It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. It's never too early to reserve your RV for game weekend. Contact our buddy Mark, and you could get more details, get your choice of RVs, call 800-519-8467, or go to GoPSURV.com. Dusty, you got an opportunity to stay there for a game, and you gave what I thought was the best description. It's tailgating for a weekend interrupted by a game, right?
That's pretty much it, and I have always thought that that's the best part of the weekend, and so here's a chance to do it without restrictions of any kind. You know, I think that's the one thing that separates being in their lot versus being in Penn State's lot, is that there's not the interruption. There's not the same types of rules and that kind of thing. I had an awesome time. It was pouring for the Maryland weekend, but I showed up and it was awesome. You know, their tent with the big screen TV and stuff, they're there all the time. You know, there's always somebody to watch football with is another part of the thing.
It is a good time. I got the opportunity to stay. Anyway, let's talk some more football. Let's talk Citrus Bowl. And what I want to do for this version, instead of Tucker's tape, it's Dusty and Andy's tape, is there were enough, I'll say, controversial decisions in the Citrus Bowl. Let's go through them. These were the things that we've been talking about all week, but let's start with that fake punt in the opening sequence. Anybody here have any argument for it being the right decision?
No. I have no.
In a word, no.
Heck no. I'm okay with you calling a fake punt, but the timing is what just flattens me. It's the first possession. You're in your own territory. You're not even a minute into the game, and you're on your own 30-something yard line. And the value proposition for the risk, the reward is what? Like, when you call a fake punt, you have to have a huge – it's a huge risk, but you also have to see what the reward is. Well, Penn State's reward there was first down. They get a first down at the – what? It's not like he's going to run for 36 yards and put you inside their 40. The reward was just baffling. And momentum for a jacked-up team. Here, let me bring the platter out and serve it up to you. Here, Kentucky – you're already jacked up because you're trying to become only the, third Kentucky team to win 10 games in school history. Here, let me give you the momentum. Have it. Here. Enjoy it. You're welcome. Ridiculous.
Is there anything you add to that, Dusty?
I also just – I feel like this decision was made 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it wasn't made – in the heat of the moment. It wasn't made based on feel. It wasn't made based on look. It was scripted into Penn State's plan. Okay, we're gonna. They don't have a lot of that kind of aggression on tape, which I think that might be part of the overthinking. You know, sometimes there's a reason you don't have stuff on tape, because it's not really in your personality. And sometimes in these games, you got to stick to what got you to these to this point in the year. So I felt like it was out of character, and I think that's probably why they called it in the first place. I also thought it just wasn't a good read based on what Kentucky's strengths were. They're very experienced and aware, and they were swarming that. No matter what was happening, they were coming after that punt, if it was a punt, with full force, and they had guys who were able to just read that play. And, you know, I felt like if everything was executed perfectly, it had a shot. But what were the odds that it was going to be executed perfectly? A low ball that Thomas had to scoop up and try to stumble his way forward. It was just kind of destined to fail. And you just gifted them 3 points. Good job by your defense in that situation. But why would you give the weak link in Kentucky's chain any kind of added field position, whatever, in that situation? I think that if you've got the better team, which James Franklin had the better team against Kentucky, athletically from top to bottom, he had better athletes on the field in more places than Kentucky did. Why would you feel like that was a risk you needed to take early in this game? I guess that, you know, the reward was first down. The reward might have been momentum. The risks were, you know, giving the ball away, giving the other team more momentum. So the risks outweighed the rewards. And I don't even think this is just in hindsight. I would have said the same thing before they called it.
And I'm the one who likes to go for it on fourth down. I think statistics actually show you should go for it a lot more often than teams do. And I'm still saying not to do this. And the one other argument is, as aggressive as Kentucky is, as amped up as they are, if you're going to fake a punt, is that the right kind of fake punt instead of taking advantage of that over-aggressiveness? Anyway, we've talked about that a lot this week. I'm going to go to another one we've talked about, and I'm sure everybody else is talking about. That was with 4 minutes, 12 seconds left, down 6 points, and you choose to kick the field goal to get within three. Right call, wrong call, Andy?
Well, this is sort of between for me. In terms of football-wise, analytically-wise, all of that thing, it's either way. You take the 3 points. You trust your defense that have been playing well. You have three timeouts. The struggle I have is in a bowl game in week 13 with an opportunity to win the game and momentum clearly resting on your side of the field. You have to win the, if you're going to play to win, it's the play to win mentality. Right? To me, it's the play-to-win mentality. And I think, again, Penn State handed momentum back to Kentucky by kicking the field goal, kicking off, and then saying, okay, we got three timeouts, we're going to ride our defense. I think in that moment, you A, go for it. B, if you score, opportunity to win the football game. If you get a first down, you have four more opportunities to win the football game. But if you don't get it, you pin Kentucky back inside their 15-yard line, right? They've already sort of mailed in the games over in the third quarter, and now they're figuring out a way. They need a life raft. They need something to get them out of the deep end because they're struggling. Both sides, Penn State's rolling them at that point, stopping them defensively, running over them offensively. You pin them back and you say, all right, defense, now go get it. We got three timeouts. Go get us the ball back and give us another chance to win it. And Kentucky has to figure out how to quell it. But by kicking the field goal and letting them breathe and feel like, okay, we're still ahead by 3 points, they were able to close it out in a four-minute drill. I think they handed momentum back to them, and I think it's a sticky game-time decision, but you play to win.
Dusty, I can see the math equation to it and see how it's logical math-wise.
Right.
However, you took the ball out of Trace McSorley's hands, and he never got it back again.
Yeah, I think in the end, this is Trace McSorley's last game. Yeah, and that's another factor of the decision making here is that, I mean, well, let me put it this way. As we saw it play out, and I think maybe 8 times out of 10 it would have played out the same way, Kentucky lining up knowing they've got 3 plays for a first down and they're going to put it in their workhorse's hands, I think they would have killed the clock 8 out of 10 times against Penn State. Just the way, you know, 57 minutes of wear and tear and fatigue. And that Benny Snell kid is a good physical, hard to break down. He's pretty relentless. You know, I would think that most times 3 to 4 yards a carry, which is exactly what they did to churn and burn through there. Either way, the game circumstances would have been the same. You still would have had 2 shots to get them off the field. You're needing 6 versus needing 3. You know, like I do see the math there, but in the end, this is Trace McSorley's swan song. This is a kid who has worked you back into this game almost single-handedly by dropping dimes, you know, and previously on, had picked up a 3rd and 18, let him try, you know. It's interesting. If you were to listen to everything we've recorded this week, listening to me from quarter one of the first thing to now, you know, I guess I'm just disappointed, and maybe it's selfish for me to not see Trace McSorley get a chance to deliver a big moment. Certainly with James Franklin, you're hoping he gets that opportunity, but in the end, I think hindsight, foresight, whatever, I wish we would have seen Trace go for it.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV experience in State College. Andy, you had something you wanted to add.
I just wanted to say, which coach are you? You said that earlier, Dustin, right? Are you the guy that goes for the fake punt? Or, you know, which coach that is the aggressive guy that makes that call early and then kicks the field goal late? But you're also, which coach are you? The guy who, with a broken foot, watched one series at your quarterback, Trace McSorley, who has a broken foot and was ruled out for the second half. But you got talked into letting him back in the football game in the heat of the moment. You know, you made that heat of the moment decision. So you let him back in the game and you said, all right, Trace, I trust you. But then at that moment, you took it out of his hands again and didn't trust him. And he never got another opportunity. So which coach are you, you know, which coach are you in game day? Like, I don't question very little about James Franklin in his decision making and what he does as a program, as the head of the program in recruiting, in building, you know, in building something. None of that I think is up for debate or question. But I still think in the 60 minutes on Saturday, he has to take a step forward, like I said earlier about Ricky Ronnie, in becoming a better feel for the game coach. Stick to your process, have your plan, but also understand that this is a live wire for that 60 minutes, and you got to trust your gut. And I think he relies on a process and his planning on Saturday instead of going with his gut, and he needs to be a little bit more of a gut feel guy.
In going to that, having the feel for the game on those 60 minutes on Saturday, Dusty, I want to know about the play calling. We watched for three quarters a relatively conservative play calling on offense, and then it seemed like, oh, we're down three touchdowns. We got to open it up.
Yeah.
Is that a coaching decision should have been done from the beginning?
Yeah, I think you spend time trying to develop different areas of your offense, kind of like in a basketball game. You're trying to get other guys involved. You're not only relying on Michael Jordan, right? So I think when their backs were against the wall, but everybody in the stadium knows, and it's almost impossible to stop when Trace McSorley is involved heavily as a runner. The entire offense is better, and against this Kentucky team, they just found themselves in third and long situations entirely too much. Some of that was execution, but I do believe a hefty portion of that was play calling too. I think they set up the offense to be behind the chains, and you're never going to thrive against Josh Allen and that defense in that situation.
A lot of lack of creativity on first down is what I saw. Anyway, that is it for quarter number two. Get ready for quarter number three. Our version of Ask Ross.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.